This is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottagecore life. Today, we're going to talk about something different. Now, one of the things about the aesthetic of cottagecore, and a little bit of goblincore and other cores like that along that family, is this whole pastoral kind of image to a point. And whether that's attainable or not, really is up to your circumstance and your imagination. Sometimes, you know, we can always carve a little bit of mental ambiguity as far as how we see our world. But one thing I do know is that the world of scent can take us to places in our memory or in our fantasies that really isn't attainable in any other way sometimes. One of the things that you might have read up on insofar as older days or older times, is that perfumers existed. But if you were in a pastoral setting, you could definitely have access to your own flowers or buy certain seeds or things so that you could actually be able to make your own signature fragrance. It sounds harder than it is. And of course, most people think they know where I'm going with this today, but you don't. You don't know what scent I'm talking about. And no, it's not rose. So open up your big book of stuff, because today we're going to talk about how to make your own signature scent out of seeds, very specific seeds. Let's get started. One of the very first things that you may remember about growing up around women or men who would have scent, perfumes, colognes, parfums, they would actually have a scent that you would grow to associate with them. For quite a few people, they'd have a body of scents. There'd be a rotation of perfumes. Still others sometimes stuck to that one, and you knew when you smelled it, it was them. That even now, the memory of that perfume or that cologne brings back their image in your mind. You know, it used to be in some places that scents had purpose as well. You know, different people have beliefs. They may smell like incense instead of perfume, because it is very common for some people to actually perfume themselves with smoke. So there's that. And some others use oil. Again, these are all different in how they are actually reacted to in the body. What smells like joy to you, which, by the way, I picked the most expensive perfume, right? On me, may smell differently on someone else. So it's not just necessarily the perfume itself, but how it mixes with your oils that makes it the scent that other people remember about you. In fact, there are some scents that you kind of begin to associate with different kinds of lifestyles. If you remember the hippie movement, the smell of patchouli may come to mind. I would like to make a public service announcement that, once again, patchouli does not take the place of deodorant. You're welcome. I said it. Okay, but that would be one of the scents. If you are in a conservative household in the South or was raised by Southern parents, you might have smelled vanilla as a baseline scent, or vanilla by itself. Another one of those base scents from different cultural aspects might be rose gardenia. And usually that's more so by people who were around church people, more so in specific sects. I'm not going to get into which ones. Or you might have grown up around people who sold Mary Kay or Avon, neither of which is sponsoring me. I just want to point that out. If you're in the vegan or alternative community, you might smell other fragrances, such as sweetgrass inspired scents. And I want to point that out because most people don't use sweetgrass as a scent. It has a very specific kind of scent, but I've seen it done so you could maybe associate that with some people. Another thing you might notice is many people in alternative lifestyles love lavender, or they might even mix it with something along the line of another set of sweet fragrances such as citrus and lavender and basil. So again, these scents evoke certain images of groups and activities. If you grew up in the 70s, one of the perfumes you might have bought in Detroit for Mother's Day for, you know, your mom when you're really young is one of the first scents you knew because it was inexpensive, easily available at your local Cunningham's, and generally expected to be purchased for your mom, and that was Chantilly Lace. Although later, we come to find out it was actually Chantilly, and the shopkeepers were calling it Chantilly Lace because of the Big Bopper. If you don't know who the Big Bopper was, this is time for you to look it up. He had a great song, Chantilly Lace and a Pretty Face, a Ponytail. I'm not singing any more of that because I'm not going to get a copyright strike. Haha, nice try, people who are monitoring. But yeah, look up the Big Bopper. So for some of you, that might evoke childhood memories if you grew up in Detroit. But all of that is the memories of my childhood, and they may not be your memories, or they might be. But let's talk about what you could make as a signature scent for yourself on your own, because there's nothing quite like having your own scent. One of the scents that I love is musk, a simple light musk. But if you know about musk, you know that most musk comes from animals. I don't want to hurt any animals. I don't want to hurt anybody or, you know, force an animal to lose its life just so I can get its musk. But I'm not going to judge other people who are hunting ethically. That's not what this is about today. But this is about me. So that wouldn't be something that appealed to me, which is why I like vegetable musk. That's right, there's a vegetable musk. And it's in perfumes, but you can make your own scent with that vegetable musk. Believe it or not, there is a musk that comes from a flower. It's a musk mallow. You heard me, a mallow. Now, we've already talked about other mallows or things in the mallow family. There's marshmallow, there's hibiscus mallows, but I'm sure that you might be surprised to know that okra is in the mallow family as well. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the musk mallow and the seed that it makes. And that specific seed is ambrette. But remember, we've talked about this before. We don't just assume we know what flower it is, so we try to go by the Latin name. Abelmoscus moschatus. That is the Latin name, and I know that it's probably my pronunciation that might make it seem a little difficult to follow. I'm going to put it in our description today. But that's the flower that I'm talking about, and that's the plant, and the seed is what gives you that light musk. You've probably had a chance to know what it smells like in popular perfumes. For younger girls, it's one of the first musk products and perfume that they might try. Oftentimes, when I was growing up, after I turned 16, yes, there were very specific ages for when you could wear certain scents in my house. That would have been the first thing I would have gotten after wearing the more age-appropriate, in my family's opinion, scents. So how do you make your own perfume out of muskmallow or your own scent? Well, here's the thing. You can buy the seeds online. You can also buy the perfume base or oil online as well. But I'm one of those people, like, if we're going to do cottagecore, let's do cottagecore, right? So you're going to use the seeds and some oil. In this particular case, you want a lightly scented oil, very light. So you're not going to use olive oil. Olive oil can turn rancid, especially the more pure it is. Use something like a grapeseed oil. That would be really good, or a jojoba, something that doesn't have its own fragrance that would overpower the oil, and something that's less likely to go rancid. You can even go all out with a vitamin E oil, and that would work as well. You'll also need a nice container and something to put that container in so it doesn't break once you're done. And the most important thing, you're going to need a sunny location in your home that doesn't freeze over. I know, you're inside, but listen, some people do all of this kind of infusion outdoors in their greenhouse. This particular formula, do it indoors, unless you're somewhere where it's warm and sunny right now, okay? And what you're going to do is put these seeds in that oil and leave it. Shake it up every once in a while, but leave them in there for about anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. Because you want the scent to be completely infused into that oil. Do not do a quick infusion. No slow cooker here. Really let it take its time to become part of the oil. You'll have a better product. Now, if you want to add something else, you could. But when it comes to something like this, I wouldn't take the chance. I would simply let the ambrette seeds be on their own in that oil. You can always experiment with adding other oils that have been infused with things like rose or other scents later. But for now, let that particular bottle only contain ambrette seeds and the oil. Now, if you're fortunate enough to be in an area that has a very good spice mix, you may be able to find ambrette seeds in the spice aisle because it is often used in coffee. So if you can find cardamom on the regular store shelf and not just in the big box aisle, but like on a regular basis where they use it normally in their cooking, you may be able to find ambrette seeds. So before you start working those fingers onto big name shippers, maybe check that. Check your local area. It'll also help you get to know the people in your area. But if you are not in a land where you are in a metropolis or perhaps are located in a place where there's not a lot of international populace, it's okay to ask for shipping. It's absolutely fine. It's okay in any case to ask to ship or to ship and purchase online. It's never not okay. But I always try to encourage you to make new friends and go new places. That's kind of what we do here, right? So if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that, it'll be a lot less expensive. And did you know it's not only added to coffee? The seeds can also be added to tea. They even have medicinal benefits. But remember, I am not a certified naturopath, not a certified herbalist, not a medical herbalist, nor am I a practitioner in allopathic medicine. After your seeds have steeped long enough for you to have a very definitive scent, you can strain them. You can either use a sieve or you can use cheesecloth. It's up to you. They may even open up depending, but I think that once you do that, I would recommend putting them either in a blued bottle or in an amber bottle. You know, the apothecary kind of containers? Just to keep it fresh, just to make sure nothing, you know, begins to spoil because of exposure to light. There's a wonderful shop here in Michigan called A New Moon 22. They're located in Almont and in New Baltimore. And they have wonderful oils, and they're in green bottles, which I thought was really cool. Now, once it's put away, you can always use a dropper or, you know, use a dipper, what's up to you, and you can blend them with other scents. I don't know what's more hardcore do-it-yourself in the country way or the cottagecore aesthetic way than making your own signature scent. Personally, I probably would mix it with the tiniest amount of maybe rose or pepper oil. But if you use pepper, don't get burned. Only use maybe something that's a mild peppery scent. You could even substitute a basil to give you that same smell. Well, it's not exactly the same, but that boldness. Or maybe you'll go with a spice, something like a fir or an evergreen that you've made an oil from. It's all up to you. You know what you want to do. But I just thought it would be something nice to learn. Something nice to spice it up. No pun intended. The thing to remember, though, and I wanted to make this a separate segment, is that black pepper is often used in commercial products as a top note, but you need to understand, it is a pepper. You never use that oil directly on your skin. Think pepper spray. You don't want that in your life. You need to have the smallest amount possible in your scent to keep it from hurting you, and you don't want to get hurt. I don't want my friends to get peppered or to pepper spray themselves or to pepper oil themselves. But the tiniest drop in a huge container, just enough to smell, should probably be okay, but I make no guarantees. Always test on your inner wrist to make sure you're not hurting yourself. You may wonder what kind of musk scent, you know, and believe it or not, different animals do have different scents according to their musk. In fact, you might be surprised to know that skunks, their glands, that stinky, smelly gland, yeah, their defense gland, people pay a lot of money to get that scent, and they use it in perfumery. I know, you wouldn't think so, but it's true, which might be one of the reasons why some perfume smells horribly rancid, but if you know what you're doing, you can make something wonderful out of something questionable. I mean, I just want to point that out. So you might want to open your mind up to that, but in specifics regarding what the muskmallow smells like, it smells like deer musk. So remember, when you make your label, because you want to make a label, you might want to put a little deer on it or something, or antlers, so that you know that, hey, that's what this is. Of course, you're going to label it, but it would be kind of cute, you know. But maybe don't wear it during rut season, because even though it's not estrus, you don't want to take a chance. Although I really doubt that a deer would mistake you for another deer, but you never know. And who knows what could happen? Oh, dear. That was a joke. You got that one. I know you got that one. consider making your own perfume or your own rather oil-infused scent, I hope you'll give it a shot. I hope you will enjoy making it. Think for yourself, it's a special kind of wonder. It's going from one thing to the other and using your ability to be patient to become one and appreciate the things nature has given us, the things created for us to make our own concoctions and our own discoveries. And I love sharing things like that with my friends, and we're friends, right? Now, next episode is going to be a way departure from this episode, so get ready. I can't wait to see you there, here, on My Magical Cottagecore Life.